Early's fight was not with the Confederate Army, but rather a never-ending skirmish against illness in the ranks. On some days, entire sections of the band reported in sick, creating appalling omissions in the music. On the other hand, a bandsman could be healthy and report for duty and still not make music from the total breakdown of his instrument, as the horns issued by the state were of poor quality. Even the old tin horns back in Broadhead were better than these brass embarrassments. Just when it seemed things couldn't possibly get worse, they did. In early spring 1862, General Banks began his long-awaited move against Stonewall Jackson. Needless to say, the campaign was a disaster. Kimberly wrote,
"As a regiment and as a band, I need not say that our reverses were many. At Edinburgh, Virginia, we lost our instruments to the Rebs and ran. Fearful times. Some of us reached the Potomac that night and, by the aid of horses and mules, pulled for the other shore, trusting to the endurance of the animals to accomplish the desired result."
Kimberly struggled mightily to restore the band. It was no use. Regimental funds for music had completely dried up. On July 22nd, 1862, exactly 1 year to the date after the premiere of Hamilton's Badger Boys, the 3rd Wisconsin Infantry Band was discharged. You know, all this time, Charlie Stone never let on that he had not signed papers of enlistment. The officers of the regiment never questioned his presence. Charlie just wanted to be with his friends, Edwin Kimberly and George Spaulding. With their enlistment up, the boys returned home.